Torrance Space Theater has been a summer regular along the Buffalo River with its site-specific productions, and that will be the case again over the coming weekends. Our artistic director Dan Shanahan recently provided details on how creators adapted to present this year's event called Silence.
This is our first entrance into live performance since the shutdown in early March. And so now that Erie County has entered phase four, we are going to be designing a live outdoor performance that is really integrating the restrictions of social distancing. So case in point, the audience will be seated outdoors, 6 feet apart. We are creating specially designed seats for the audience, individual tree stumps. And we're designing this expansive meadow really as a kind of a contemplative viewing place for the audience. We feel that there's this interesting contrast that's occurring right now at this time where at one point we are isolated, but we also have this need for a communal activity. And that's what this performance is going to allow for. So while the audience is seated 6 feet apart, we will still collectively be experiencing the performance together.
You know, Dan, we've talked over many recent summers about your productions at Silo City and elsewhere. And the thing we can always say about Torrance Space is it seems like the imagination has no limits when it comes to some of the ideas that you guys have executed at these productions. This time it's a little different, right? Because of, like you said, the social limitations that we're under right now. How about for you as somebody who imagines these things and your company that go into producing these things, how was it to feel that sense of restriction, and how did you work with it?
Actually, the restrictions, I think, have made us all feel heightened. I think many of your listeners are experiencing a similar sensation that while life has become decidedly more restrictive, moments that we're living seem more heightened, both for beautiful moments and moments that have certainly sort of pushing us to the brink. And so myself and co-writer, director Melissa Mule and design team wanted to bring out this unprecedented moment that we're all living in and weave those into the narrative. We have these three extremely unprecedented moments of coalescing at one time. We have environmental shifts that we saw with the wildfires, certainly are existing within a global pandemic, and we have the Black Lives Matter movement. And so these crucial moments are all kind of weaving themselves into each other, and we're finding a way to articulate that within the themes of the performance.
Now that other people are hearing about this, they're going to be excited about the idea of getting out and enjoying a performance. At the same time, there are some limitations in terms of how many people can attend and things along those lines. So let's get into the specifics then of what somebody who's interested wants to know a little bit more about this. What should they know?
That we're only seating 50 people per performance. The seating will be individual and 6 feet apart. We will not be selling any tickets at the door, so it all has to be pre-sold through our website at torrancespacetheater.com. The performers will all be in masks. We're specially designing customized masks for the audience to wear. If they wanted to bring their own, they're more than welcome to. We're asking the audience to dress in a very specific color palette of black so that they are unified. So that, again, while we are isolated within this performance experience, there is a collective unity as well. One of the elements that we like to do with our performances is to reach out into our community and integrate talents that other people have into our performance design. And this year we'll be working with Birds of Prey. So we've contracted an individual who will be integrating hawks into our performance. And so I think this provides a really interesting design element for our audience.
And Dan, again, the dates for Silence?
Silence opens on July 31st. It runs Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at 7:30 p.m. And the production closes on August 16th.
Dan Shanahan of Torrance Space, thank you very much as always for your time.
Jay, it's always a pleasure talking. Thanks so much.